difference is that when you have a lot of gas, a lot of stuff orbiting around a black hole, there is a little bit of friction that causes matter to slowly spiral in towards the black hole.
As gas continues to spiral in towards the event horizon, gravity climbs to staggering extremes. Gas molecules are forced into a whirlpool as they queue up to be devoured by the black hole. Friction between gas particles in this cosmic waiting line produces the densest, hottest, most electrically charged environment to be found anywhere in the universe.
Friction between different parts of the gas causes it to heat up, and it's very much like when the Apollo rockets return to the Earth and travel through the Earth's atmosphere. As they plow through the Earth's atmosphere, they heat up because of the friction between the satellite and the atmosphere of the Earth. And what we know is that the hotter something gets, the brighter it gets, the more light it emits.
Under the intense gravitational fields at the entrance to the black hole, the dense superheated disk of matter waiting to be swallowed begins to shine like a sun. But a sun like no other.